a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry. I appreciate the fact that you have chosen to join us this morning. All of you are busy, and I appreciate you just setting aside the time to open your heart and your mind, even if you don't have time to open God's Word, and allow the Lord to just kind of motivate you this morning to think of God's sovereign plan. And along that line, we have Dr. Rich Schmidt with us this morning. Welcome.
Well, good morning, Pastor. I'm thrilled to be here again with you and looking forward to having a good discussion about one of my favorite topics.
Which is?
Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
I wonder why that's one of your favorite topics. Wouldn't be because of the prophecy ministry focus, would it?
Well, I really have spent many, many years studying prophecy.
Right.
And Jerusalem is one of the absolute key areas in prophecy. So some interesting things have developed in our government recently and in the past.
Right.
And I think we're seeing some major things that have been taking place, and I think it's worth talking about.
Well, that's why we brought you on the air. We wanted to kind of get an update in this area because a lot of folks are looking at our government's stand and decisions, and some are probably questioning, you know, the wisdom of those decisions. But we want to see it from God's perspective, not everybody else's.
All right. So the President Trump came out with a statement that he wanted to make during his first term of this first year. He came out and said he wanted to make Jerusalem, once again, the place where the American embassy would be.
Sure.
And that really sparked a lot of interest from certain groups. Some people didn't really care. It's like, who cares? But from our perspective, and coming at it from a Christian perspective, a biblical perspective, this has some significant meaning. So we've kind of been watching the development of what was taking place, but maybe we'll talk a little bit about how that has come to pass, what does that mean, and then I think the Bible has a whole lot to say about what the president is doing with putting the embassy in Jerusalem, why there was so much resistance, and so forth, and I think we will spend a little time developing that.
And why he was willing to take heat over the issue. You know, did the Christians that are on his staff have any influence in that decision? So I'm looking forward to these times together.
All right, well, let's get started. Let's just kind of go back to the historical piece of this. When the president first came out with this, this was one of his campaign promises he had made during his first election. And why in the world would he care about Tel Aviv being the where the embassy is and moving it to Jerusalem?
Right.
Well, it's very interesting that there's a couple of major players involved politically that also have some very strong religious convictions. Now, I'm going to use the word religious. I'm not going to say they're necessarily Christian convictions.
Right.
But they have some very strong religious convictions. One of those happens to be the vice president, Mike Pence, who is a proclaiming Christian. And I think it's he's the real deal.
Right.
And he would be a pro-Israel person. Well, why is that? I think we need to understand why Christians are pro-Israel. In addition, one more thing, and then we'll kind of hit these points. Ivanka Trump, who, of course, is President Trump's daughter, she's married to Jared Kushner. Well, Jared Kushner is an Orthodox Jewish individual. Ivanka openly stated she converted to Orthodox Judaism.
Okay.
So we have Mike Pence, who is a pro-Israel Christian. We have Jared and Ivanka Kushner, who are pro-Israel Jewish Orthodox individuals.
Right.
And then we have President Trump, who is a proclaimed Christian, who is also pro-Israel.
Right.
So why is all that? So let's go back, if we can. Let's, in fact, if folks are there, they can pop open their Bibles to Genesis 12 and kind of find out why Jerusalem's important. Let me give, and I won't give a lot of statistics, but here's an interesting one. The name Jerusalem occurs 806 times in the Bible. That's a lot.
Wow, that sure is.
660 of those times are in the Old Testament, 146 times in the New Testament. In addition to that, there's a ton of synonyms that God uses to describe the property of Jerusalem itself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make a strong statement. According to, if you will, the Jewish people, the most sacred piece of real estate in all the world is Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there's several reasons for that. Well, let's go to the Bible and find out why. Genesis chapter 12, and in verse 1 it says, "Now the Lord had said to Abram, who would also be called Abraham, he told Abraham to do this. He said, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. So he was living to the east of Israel at this time, and God said, listen, I want to get your family, pack your bags. I'm going to give you a very specific piece of land.
Right.
Well, long story short, Abraham packs up his family. They start moving westerly, and they end up in the land of what most people would know as Canaan.
Mm-hmm.
Canaan was conquered, and Israel basically inherited that property. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 5, it says that Abram took Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran, and they departed to go to the land of Canaan, which is now the land of Israel. So they came to the land of Canaan. Two verses down, Genesis 12, 7. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your descendants I will give this land. Well, what land? That would be the land of Israel.
Right.
And there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. Now, what's interesting about this is, okay, we're going back almost to 2000 BC when Abraham goes, he moves, and this is the first time now that Israel starts to become a very important piece of property.
Right.
So there are multiple covenants. We won't talk about the covenants today, but God has made a very strong statement that Jerusalem is the center of his, if you will, of everything when it comes to this world.
Mm-hmm.
And where do we find that? Well, Ezekiel chapter 5 and verse 5 states, thus says the Lord God, this is Jerusalem. I have set her in the midst of the nations and the countries all around her. So from God's perspective, Pastor, it's just showing.
Yeah.
Where is the central piece of God's focus?
Jerusalem.
And it's Jerusalem,
yeah,
without
right.
a doubt. So what has happened? Why in the world are we now in 2017 when President Trump first started pushing this concept?
Mm-hmm.
Why now all of a sudden is this such a big issue? Well, as we're going to develop over the next set of broadcasts we do, we're going to see different things that have happened, past, present, and prophetic, or in other words, in things that haven't happened yet.
Right.
Let's just go through a couple of real important maybe concepts for our listeners regarding prophecy. Just a couple of basic things.
Okay.
There's approximately 1,000 prophecies in the Bible. That's a lot of prophecies.
Mm-hmm.
The cool thing or the neat thing is that 500 or 50% of those prophecies have already come to pass exactly as written.
Wow.
That's amazing. About 350 of those prophecies had to do directly with the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Another about 150 prophecies had to do with God prophesying about the various empires and nations that would rise up.
Right.
And that leaves about 500 left to go.
Uh-huh.
Here's the wonderful thing. God has documented over and over and over again through fulfilled prophecies that we've been able to historically acknowledge the accuracy, the absolute awesomeness of his word. So now we're looking at why now is Jerusalem coming back into focus in
right.
this, in at least as it started with President Trump's administration.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the answer, and then we'll start to look at the historical pieces, how this came together.
Okay.
God has stated that Jerusalem shall be the focal point of the world, past, somewhat present, and definitely in the future, the prophetic.
Right.
I'm going to go to what we'll discuss probably down the road a bit, but it's very interesting that when we look to eternity future, the last book of the Bible, Revelation 21, verses 1 and 2, God talks about basically the most important place where God's people will dwell through eternity is called the New Jerusalem.
Absolutely. Very significant.
Extremely.
Yeah.
So God has a very, very important interest in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just look at a couple of things that took place. If we went to the land of Israel, historically, we could see that there were, as people know, the 12 tribes of Israel. 10 in the northern half is Israel, 2 in the southern half. 722 BC in Assyria, the Assyrians came and took the 10 northern tribes captive. In 586 BC, those southern two tribes were removed from the land and taken to Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
That was a punishment. The people were taken out of Jerusalem for a 70-year period because they hadn't followed the Lord. After that 70-year captivity, God slowly brought the Jewish people back to their land. So in the about five, not that everybody's interested in the dating, but I find it interesting. In 515 BC, the second temple was built, and the Jewish people were back in their land. Now, here's the important thing. From 515 BC all the way up to 70 AD, the Jewish people lived in Israel. Jerusalem was the key place. It was the key place of worship. Mm-hmm. It's where their temple was. It's where their priests were. It's where their religious center was in Jerusalem.
And the political center as well.
Absolutely.
Yes, yeah.
Right? So everything, and there's no doubt about it that Jerusalem is the capital in God's eyes of
mm-hmm.
Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it's the Jewish people's very strong belief it's the capital as well.
Right, right.
So here's what happens. In 70 AD, the Romans came in, they plundered the Jewish people. I mean, they just ransacked the place, they tore down the second temple, they wrecked Jerusalem, and the Jewish people in 70 AD were scattered around the world. This, by the way, was prophesied that it would take place in Daniel chapter 9, verse 26.
Isn't that amazing? All the way back in Daniel, God says, this is going to happen. 70 AD, God says, here we are. Told you.
It's amazing. And that prophecy in Daniel was given in about 500 BC.
Wow.
So well over 500, almost 600 years before it came to pass.
Right.
So it's amazing. So what happens? The Jewish people are scattered, and they've been scattered up
mm-hmm.
until 1948.
Right.
So almost 2,000-year period, not quite, but close, for almost a 2,000-year period, the Jewish people did not have even the state of Israel, much less Jerusalem.
Right.
So what takes place? Well, again, what happened in 1948? How did the Jewish people get statehood? Well, the British people came over and they got control of Israel. And in 1917, the British people got control in what was called the Balfour Declaration. On November 29th, 1947, the United Nations sanctioned Palestine or Israel, if you will, two different names for the same place, splitting into Jewish and Arab states. Well, a wonderful individual named David Ben-Gurion, an Orthodox Jewish individual, started putting together the pieces in Israel. He started getting some people to come back. The Jewish people started coming back very, very slowly, very small amount, and they established Israel as a state in 1948. Well, there's so much more to the story, so little time this morning, but here's the thing. Christian, this just so much as we go through these, we're going to show the importance of Jerusalem, not only to the Christian and the Jewish community, but to the prophetic scenario as well.
And you know, folks, even if you don't believe the Bible is true and the Word of God, listen very carefully to the next five broadcasts, because you will be amazed that when God says it, it happens. And the same thing is true about the future. When God says it, it will happen. It'll be heaven or hell. Trust Christ. You want to make heaven. Until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.